Starmer says UK will seek closer ties with EU amid Trump's critiques over Iran response. By Kurt Zindelka on April 1, 2026. British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer attempted to use the conflict in Iran and the increasingly frayed relationship with the United States as justification for his long-held agenda of reversing Brexit and realigning with the globalist European project. While many saw Brexit as Britain returning to the fold of the Anglosphere of influence, it appears that London is intent on not only trashing its special relationship with Washington, then using the relationship it broke as a pretext to once again align itself with the likes of France and Germany. In a press conference on Wednesday, Prime Minister Starmer, who like most of his party opposed leaving the EU in the first place, said for The Guardian that it is increasingly clear that as the world continues down this volatile path, our long-term national interest requires closer partnership with our allies in Europe and with the European Union. His comments come in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump suggesting that the United States is considering leaving the NATO military alliance over the failure of Britain and other allies to provide the most basic of assistance in the Iran war effort. "There's been a good deal of pressure on me to change my position in relation to joining the war. And I'm not going to change my position on the war," Starmer said. While he attempted to claim that his government is still coordinating with the United States, relations have evidently collapsed. After having secured favorable trading terms with pro-Brexit President Donald Trump last year over less reliable partners on the continent, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has seemingly sought to destroy any goodwill that one of the most pro-British U.S. presidents in decades held towards his ancestral homeland. The first major chink in the armor came with the risible decision by Starmer to agree to hand over the British Indian Ocean territory of the Chagos Islands to the Chinese Communist Party-aligned nation of Mauritius based on a United Nations decision calling for the decolonization of the territory. The decision, which puts at risk the future of the American-built US-UK joint base on the island of Diego Garcia, was branded by President Trump as an act of great stupidity done for no reason whatsoever. However, relations deteriorated to much greater degree in recent weeks, as Starmer's government took the unprecedented step of rejecting a request from the U.S. to use its joint bases to strike the Islamist regime in Iran. The U.K. has also so far refused to assist the United States in sweeping the Strait of Hormuz for mines potentially laid by Tehran, in part as a result of London having retired its minesweeping ships before the next generation came online in an apparent cost-cutting exercise. President Trump has lamented the decline of a once great ally and said that Starmer is no Winston Churchill. For his part, Starmer has apparently taken notes from his counterparts on the continent, repeating similar refrains here from Germany that the Iran conflict is not our war. However, despite the desire to remain neutral, Iran apparently does not care about the technicalities of Starmer's position, having already attacked British bases with drones and missiles and threatening more. Tehran's ambassador to London, Sayed Ali Mousavi, warned of more strikes against UK targets, saying this week, "It depends on the British decision about this matter. Every option should be considered. We are very careful and delicate about how to defend ourselves." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.